today Daniel Craig came out and said that he's not going to leave an inheritance to his kids because he thinks it's disgusting. The whole concept of dying with all that money and leaving, making the next generation rich for no reason. Okay, so he's doing an interview and somehow this comes up. Here's the quote. He said, I don't want to leave great, sorry, he's British. I don't want to leave great sums to, no, I won't even try, to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go. Isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you've failed?
If I was one of his kids, he's going to have older kids.
No. Okay. So he has technically three children. He has a biological child, a 29-year-old mm-hmm. with his first wife, mm-hmm. Fiona Loudon. He has a 3-year-old with his current wife, actress Rachel Wise. She has her own 15-year-old son, Henry, with director Darren Aronofsky. So that means Daniel Craig has two biological children and one stepchild. So there's three kids in his life. And by the way, he got $25 million for the last Bond film, No Time to Die, the one that comes out in October.
Mm-hmm.
$25 million for one film. He is worth $160 million. And he's not leaving any of it to any of his kids.
Yeah, have dad committed now. Try to get him committed. Just for, you can pick out some movies that he's done that not been, not for Knives Out alone, he could do some time. And just have him locked up because that's my money. You know, I'm
yeah.
the kid. That's my inheritance.
But his attitude is you didn't earn it. I did. And that money could do better things. He can give it to charities. He can give it to people that poor people,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, the kids have lived a very nice life being Daniel Craig's kid. I'm sure that he's very, very generous with them here in this world. Do you know what I mean? So when he dies, if he wants to give away every dime, that's his prerogative. And I do understand the idea of not just handing a kid money. He probably feels that the kids are already entitled and are not going to work hard. Mm-hmm. So if they know they have an inheritance coming to them, what's the incentive, you know, to work super hard?
That's why you work super hard, is so you can give your kids what you didn't have or something better. I'll give some to charity. If they want to give it to charity, let them do it. But now it's their money. It's family money. You're just being you're a douche because that should be for your kids. That's why you're doing these movies, is because you want to give them a better life.
But that's my question. So first of all, like I said, his film made $25 million. His wife, actress Rachel Wise, her net worth is $36 million. So she's only worth a little more than he made in one film.
Mm-hmm.
But $36 million is a lot of money. Can't she leave that to the kids? Maybe she leaves the $36 million and then he could take his $160 million and give it away to charity or give it away to education or whatever it is he wants to spend it. It's his money to spend it how he wants it. Maybe he doesn't like his kids all that much.
He can't take it with you. There's a lot of people that want to take it with them and they can't.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying you can't take it with you. If you die rich, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
And he cites Andrew Carnegie, who gave away, he had billions of dollars. He gave it all away before he died.
Oh, can you imagine how pissed you would be if your dad gave away your inheritance?
Well, but he gave it to, so there's, you know, there's Carnegie Mellon and there's all these Carnegie Hall. There's all these, Carnegie name is like everywhere. He gave billions of dollars to the arts, to education, to science, to, I mean, he did something with the money that I don't think he trusted his kids to do.
I'd be so pissed. I'm just saying, if I was the kid, I would be pissed that I don't have any money and he gave it to Carnegie Hall. Oh.
I think it's dumb that he's telling the kids this now, because if I was his kid, I'd be squirreling it away now. Every time I'd see him, I'd be like, Dad, can I have a 20? Dad,
put it in an envelope.
Can I have? Yeah, I would just start like stealing his wallet and taking what I can out of it and be like, you know.